Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Favorite Things podcast. You're listening to the highlights episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Favorite Things podcast. My name is Tessa, and I'll be your host for this lovely episode, our second one of 2020. But our first in recording in 2020. Anyway, with me as usual is my lovely friend and co-host,
Mofi. Happy New Year, guys!
Happy New Year! And we're actually starting off this episode or with a guest as well. So it's three people on the podcast today, and we have our friend
Chienza.
Hi.
It's good to be back as always.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're happy to have you. So we have our usual highlights episode for y'all today. We're going to bring back our game. And so yeah, sit tight, listen in. If you'd like to keep up with us on we're on social media at RFavePods, Instagram and Twitter. We're also on Apple Podcasts as Our Favorite Things, and that's favorite with a U. You can subscribe, rate, review.
We're on Google Play as well.
We are on Google Play. We're also on SoundCloud.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? Love to SoundCloud. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Exactly. Are we starting?
Yeah.
Well, see, this is... Okay, no, so we introduced Chienza first. She's been on the podcast a couple of times. I believe that she's done the season of... Rachel's season of The Bachelorette recap with
us. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, a real one. Yeah, a real one when Tessa was not around. And then you came back on for... I don't know, I think we had, like, a discussion topic or something.
Yeah, we did, like, a digging deeper with Chienza.
Yes!
Yeah, that was so much fun. Wow. I divulged a lot of things about my life that probably should not be on the internet, but...
That's what happens here, to be honest. Like, Mofi and I think the internet knows us better than some people. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So she's back to do, like, highlights. You know, it's funny because, like, she seems like you move... Like, some people would maybe typically start with, like, highlights and then do a and then do like commits to recording like on a couple of weeks, but we went back.
Okay. As long as I'm going through all the motions.
Yes. Oh, that's nice though. But I think that highlights is like is a really good episode to be on. It's just really chill. It's not like it's not super structured and we can just like have a fun conversation. Yeah. Okay. So, Mofi usually starts us off, right? But just giving the format, Chiesa is going to start us off, okay? I'm bouncing you. But,
okay,
how are you doing, Mofi?
No, that's iconic. It's the most important part of our episode.
Is this time for, like, Mofi rants?
Not yet.
Yes, this is also where we have Mofi rants. There's no way. You can't skip it.
Okay, so are you asking Chienza first how she's doing?
No, I'm asking you how you're doing, but I'm just saying that Chienza will start her highlights.
Great. I'm okay. I think I'm in better spirits right now. The start of the year is just like it's typically rough for me at least, like coming back, and I know like going back home is typically like exciting and all that stuff. But for me, coming back here and I guess being away from my family, being away from a space where predominantly everybody looks like me and just a space that I feel more comfortable in, to just being back here, it takes a lot. For me, I really struggle coming back and it takes a lot to like transition back into like feeling like, okay, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. I feel comfortable here as well and all of that stuff.
Yeah, this is home too.
Like sometimes it's just like jarring when I have to like interact with certain people and I'm like, oh, I forgot how to do this.
Well, it's crazy, right? Because we're gone for so short a period, right? Like you go back to Nigeria for 10 days, 2 weeks, and like you come back and you just, I don't remember what it's like to live my life here. Mm-hmm. It takes a couple days, honestly. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm all right now. I think I'm getting back to, like, the groove of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Chester, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm recovering from the holidays, and also, I think in a bittersweet way. Like, I had my family come to me this time around. And it was really nice, like, being with everyone and spending time together. But my apartment is the size of a shoebox. And so it was a challenge having three grown folks with, like, who have, you know, grown and evolved in very different ways.
Yeah.
Who have very different ways of being, interact in this space, right? Yeah. So...
were they all staying? So it was four of you in your apartment?
Three of us. Yeah, but it was... bad. But let's bear in mind the size of a shoebox, right? No, not the Ottawa one. The Ottawa one was like double the size of this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So...
it's not that bad. Okay.
No, I feel like in that apartment it would have been much more doable. Yeah, but we did it, and it was actually good. Like shade aside, I had a really good time, and spending time with family is honestly, like, it's amazing. It's amazing because, like, I felt like my mom being here was, like, I guess she's, like, home, and so it felt like home, even with all the terrible weather, but, like, actually, the weather wasn't that bad, but, like,
Yeah, I hear that. It's interesting though how like being with family is nice and it's lovely and everything, but like sometimes it can also be a little exhausting if you're like around, especially like a big group, or you're just around like everyone has like strong personalities or that kind of thing, and you're not used to it. Like you're just used to kind of being on your own for most of the year, and then you're like, man.
Exactly. And also patriarchy is so strong, like. You find it ends up coming into your home, and you're like, this is not my real life. Like, people on the streets knew this is what's happening in my house. Let me shock, guys. I'd lose any credibility on these streets. Like, that feminist, that feminist to be doing all the things.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm good too. I'm adjusting as well. I actually had a good thing happen where I was able to be in Miami for like 4 days. I worked from home for 2 days out of the week. So like I worked on East Coast time. I could get up at like 12 and it'd still be like the day would just be starting in California. So it was like I eased into like my adjusting, but I felt the same way. It's like you come back and it's jarring, and it's crazy because like this is where you live, like you don't live in Nigeria, but like this is the one that like you have to kind of adjust to. I mean, there are ways you need to adjust in Nigeria too, but I don't know, you just kind of also just go with the flow. I'm like, yeah, there's traffic, lots of it, but okay. Like, you know, it just feels almost normal, but so like everyday frustrations anyway. Yeah, same thing. Being around my family was great. Like all of my cousins were around, and like we actually didn't do a lot of things together, but the things that we did were nice. Please, one day we went to the beach for like 12 hours. It was great, like it turned out great, but also like, why are we on the beach for like a work day and then some? Like, hello?
Yeah. And TSA had to be up, well, TSA had to be up pretty much out by 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And the night before, I mean, that was when we went to Tiwa Savage's concert.
Oh my god!
I didn't sleep.
Like, what? I had to be up. I didn't sleep. I didn't go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm dead. But that's how you do. Living your best life.
Yeah.
In this case, I was like, really, the beach? Like, you know, I'm not catching a flight. Like, we're not going to Ghana. Like,
I'm what's dead.
Happening? Like, this is really a beach day that's starting at 6 o'clock. But I ended up being, like, really lovely and actually had a nice time. But, like, on the way there, I was like, this is not necessary. I don't need to be up before the sun. Like, this does not, this is not okay. Anyway, that was good. Chester, did you have any, like, one highlight from your holiday that you
want to
share?
One highlight from my holiday.
Okay. Just anything, like food or whatever.
Yeah, I know, like one really interesting. But I think I can't point to one specific one, mm-hmm. but I think generally just being with my mom, because like, we live so far apart from each other and I don't get to see her a lot or spend like a lot of quality time. That was, yeah, definitely a highlight. It was, and being together, like all together.
Yeah.
And it was actually, yeah, it was the first time we were all together for the holidays in Canada. So it was,
yeah.
It was like,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my dad in like maybe 2 years. Like the dude actually came into my bed for like cuddles. Like that.
Aww.
He was like, he didn't open the door. I like crawled into my bed. I was like, I'm sick. <laughs> Like, you're going to get sick, but it was just so sweet because like I just haven't seen him in a long time. He was like, look at you. <laughs> My heart was warm, not gonna lie. He probably had a little time in the day, but like, you know, at that point it was cute. Mofi, how about you? Do you have one highlight from your holiday?
I think for me it was literally like seeing you almost every day for like
I know, it was so nice.
We talk so much like every day that it doesn't feel like we don't live in the same country or whatever.
Yeah,
but to be able to know that like texting you means like I'm going, like we're going to see each other physically in a couple of like hours or minutes or whatever, it was just so sweet.
Yeah, when we had our slump, I mean, granted, it was like one day before you left. I was still like, I just wanted to see you before you left.
Yeah.
Which we couldn't do, but that's fine because we made it work all the other days.
Yeah, and we had a good
time. I was just going to say, do you guys think you'll ever live in the same city?
Probably. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Where?
This is like a long-distance relationship with no end goal. Yeah. I'm just joking.
Yo. Chess, I love how question is this now. I'm conversation. Every single time I see both, he's going to have to be carefully planned. Because that's what it has to, like, you have to be intentional. You end up about it. Like, even while we were in Lagos, like, Mofi had to be like, we're seeing, like, as much as we can. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool. Do you know what, like, you know, so this is so random, I've been meaning to tell you, but I hadn't, and maybe the experience is not fun afterwards, but I had my Canadian SIM in another phone, so, and it's my work phone right now, so when I look at it, the last text I see on my phone is, Mofi, come Whiskit from Ekama.
from Ekama.
And I never saw it because I wasn't using it. And I think I said when I came back to Canada or something.
Oh my god, you know what?
Yeah.
She was like, is Mofi coming with his kid? And I was like, I think she might not come. She's like, what? I'm going to text her. And she's like, I'm like, okay, you have her number. There's a text her. She texts you. Yeah. Oh man, but I didn't realize to tell her. That's not the number she's using.
So till today, like, I die every time I open my text because I'm like, wow, this was the extent of what was happening. Like,
did you end up going?
No, I didn't get to yourself.
Mostly didn't end up going, but Kamal and I went. And Chester, I want to tell you that it was one of the most, like, actually, that was probably my worst experience in Nigeria while I was there. It was just very, very poorly disorganized. And there's one thing with some people being disorganized where, like, okay, you're just frustrated that it's disorganized,
yeah.
Right? But this was actually disorganized and unsafe.
Mm.
Someone, like, died at the concert. Yeah, because they had like soldiers being the like people like dressed in army or army uniform being the like bouncers or whatever. I don't know what it was. Like at some point they decided like they needed to control the crowd. So they were like tasing people, yeah, it was really bad. Like it was really, really bad. I actually wanted to go home. But I was also like, well, I spent whatever amount of money I spent.
Yeah.
Even, honestly, it wasn't worth it. I think by the time I like was really considering going home, we were like able to get inside and get through to where we were sitting. But it was a terrible experience. We didn't even stay till the end because I'm like, if we had stayed till the end of this concert, we have to leave with all of these people. It's going to be another like terrible issue.
Yeah.
So we slipped right out of there, man, while people were still dancing. I don't know, one of those good songs. I'm very happy that we did, but yeah.
Mophie's just like glad I didn't go.
Yo, like I've never had a moment where I'm like I'm just happy that this was how.
I'm so happy she didn't go. I was texting my brother because my brother was supposed to come as well, and he was like, he asked me how it was. I told him what was happening. He burst out laughing. He was like,
wow. It's like better you than me.
I'm not even like come on, I had the worst. Like we were, I was basically screaming on the street. But you know what? Just
wow.
Let's not even talk about it. Very bad experience. Anyway, with that, let's share our highlights. Chetsa, you can start off.
Wait, Chetsa, did you say what your one highlight was?
Did I? Yes. Did I? No, I didn't. I guess I started talking about my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That can be my highlight. Because it was actually so sweet that, like, I thought about it after it happened. Like, I can't remember the last time I was in a bed with my dad or even having seen him. So it was just really nice. And like when he left the room, I went out and I was like, Daddy, when was the last time I saw you? And he's like, it must have been like 2 years. And I'm like, yeah.
You know, what you just did, what? Like, the little skit you just did, I'm playing it to my eye. Like,
you're playing it to your head, I'm dying. Like, I know exactly what it sounded like. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it was really sweet. Hey.
Are we getting into cheese highlights?
We are. Take us away,
Kessa. Hey. Highlights. I don't know. Guys, it's only been 2 weeks into 2020. So, like, it's a lot of pressure. I think for me, 2020 so far, it feels like a fresh start. Because 2019, wow. So many L's were collected. It's funny because after I recapped, I realized that I actually had a lot more wins than losses in 2019. Mm-hmm. But the losses were so, like, yo, the L's, like, were big. And actually, I was saying to Mofi today that I really identified with a lot of the things you folks highlighted in your last episode of 2019. Just that, like, I don't know, it feels like going through a second puberty of sorts in 2019 was, like, peak. Because everything you thought you knew about yourself, I was like, JK, I don't. And all the things that I used to cope, right?
Yeah.
But I think... Also, 2020 was really welcome. Like, I was ready. Like, 2020 could not have come a second earlier for me. So it feels like a fresh start, which is, like, I don't have, like, concrete highlights, I'm going to say. It's just a lot of wishy-washy stuff.
Oh,
but, like,
we do concrete here only.
No, they're legit, guys. It's feelings. It's, like, soft and stuff, but it's valuable. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I can be, like, I published this article that I can definitely say, like a test of feeling. So it's also been, like, full of surprises. I think in a lot of ways, things have come up work-wise, relationship-wise, things that I didn't see coming, that I couldn't have planned, and in good ways. And I feel like I'm like, 2020, if you're going to give me good surprises, I'll take it.
Okay.
And I think another highlight would be, like, once my family left, I was able to have a little bit of perspective as well, like, into the life I built, because I think your life kind of comes under a microscope in those situations, right? And you're thinking, like, I don't know, in some ways, sometimes our parents are not really, like, in line with the, some of the decisions we've made, stuff like that. But I think, well, now that I had a chance to assess my life through the eyes of, like, my family, right? Mm-hmm. And then through my own eyes, and a highlight of 2020, I think, is being really, like, proud of the life I've built, like, the life I've carved out for myself here, and, like, the decisions I've made. And, I mean, they may not be ideal to some people, but they really are. And I feel like I'm also kind of owning it in my job. That's the last one. So I feel like I'm starting to, I've been talking to Mofi a lot about this, because imposter syndrome be so strong, and, like, also trauma from, like, past experiences keeps coming up, and you start to, I guess, believe those versions of yourself. But I think, like, today I had a lot of W's, and I was like, okay, maybe I'm not, no, like, maybe I got this. Like, guys, 2020 is giving me good vibes. That's a whole positive thing. And I feel like it's going to be a lot of, I hate that I called it wishy-washy. I'd like to take that back. It's not wishy-washy, but it's, like, it's feelings, right? Like, I feel like our friend, Mokinez Francisine, she shared, like, this horoscope stuff, and, like, I'm a skeptic by nature, but I do feel like that's the tone for 2020, and, like, spirituality and connecting with yourself on a different level.
Yeah.
Quote me on this next time.
I feel like that should be the tone all the time, man, because...
True, that's so true.
It's just important to be, I guess, like, at risk of sounding cliche, at one with...
No, you're right,
Wow.
I'm really, like, I'm loving 2020, like, not necessarily, I just, for some reason, I love the concept of it, like, it feels like the future, like, I always refer back
to 2020,
because remember when we were young, like, the thought of being in 2020,
you couldn't even fathom 2020,
no, I couldn't imagine that,
it's like, is that the age of Jetson,
yeah,
like, that's
what, no, I'm dead,
yeah,
and, like, we're here, and it's given me, like, I've been reading Qi, like, but, like, I've been reading a lot of, like, astrology and stuff, but it's given me, like, good vibes, but not like, and I think also because in the age and time we are in our lives as well, it's just
so that
this is when this is happening. I'm really into like all the good things about 2020 give me, because I'm like, I'm taking it, I'm buying it.
Okay, you know what? I'm offering good vibes too, because, like, I'm in the same space as you guys.
Yeah.
Not that, like, it's not like I'm in the opposite. I've been feeling very neutral. It almost felt as if, like, I mean, we're running the new year in, like, a really, like, beautiful way. It was, like, all of my cousins, we were just dancing out at, like, this outdoor restaurant in Lagos, and it was really nice. Like,
it's not an outdoor restaurant, because
it was a restaurant that has a
Bossy, can you not kill her vibe?
Go by.
I'm like, respect the house.
Let me respect the house. Yeah, if you're looking for a restaurant to go to in Lagos, the house, guys. But you know, I felt that typical, like, intimacy and, like, connection that I usually feel, like, on December 31st, like, when I'm with my family. But also something about it just felt like, you know how you're like, oh, it's just another day? And I know that it's just another day, but not really. It's also just a brand new year. Like, and I think that like, it's another chance, like, for, I don't know, endless possibilities, and I just didn't feel that way. I felt like it was just another blurry day in December. I don't know.
It's funny that you say that, because I normally goal set at the beginning of the year, but with, honestly, I just didn't have the time to sit and, like, reflect and to write. And so today, I know it's 2 weeks later, but I was actually just thinking to myself, what is January 1st? It is just another day, an arbitrary way to measure time, right?
Yeah.
So in terms of how I choose to reflect on my year or choose to plan for another year, It doesn't have to be like on that specific day. So I think all that to say, like, it may not have felt like this great day that is like the beginning of all things new, but it's not really, like you said, and there might be a day in this year where you do feel like you're getting a brand new start, and that can be a new year. That was fake deep, but you won't.
No, that's so true. What's that Nigerian proverb? Like, the time, whatever time you wake up is your morning.
Oh, really?
I'm accepting. Or, you know,
my God.
I will not be like,
I love it. I'll
just be like,
yeah.
You know, it'll be another.
Yeah, I'm like, is this the philosophy you used to guide your life to? So, consistently waking up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'm dead.
Mofi, you know what you're not going to do right now on this podcast? You're not going to make this about my sleeping habits. You're not. You're not.
Like, I love the proverb and I like the philosophy, but I'm like, people be wake up in the morning.
No, waking up in the morning is overrated.
You know what? Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's all. Waking up in the morning is overrated. This Mofi girl cannot let someone sleep. Don't even let me.
I feel bad for, like, I just need to be around morning people, because everybody that's, like, close to me intimately are not morning people. And I'm like, this is
the reason, because the best people in life are not morning people.
Sleep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's a sucky experience, because you're awake and you're like, wow, these people are not fucking waking up. And you try not to wake them up. But, like, it's just uncomfortable. Anyways, maybe that's
it. Yeah. Yeah. So, you all know who you shouldn't be in bed with, Mofi. If you don't want to wake up early. She'll just be silently judging you.
Yeah, literally. As soon as I open my eyes at, like, 6 o'clock, I'm, like, judging.
Wow, did you say at 6 o'clock? Wow, stigma lost. I'm like, you wake up at 6 o'clock? For what? What exactly are you waking up for?
You should not, like, willingly know what 6 o'clock looks like.
Thanks.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. No, I love it. I love the morning.
Yeah, wow. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I love letting people sleep, but sometimes to my detriment, because it's like, oh, we'll want to do something, and I'll just let them sleep.
I think sleeping is important, and I think that even if you wake up at 4 p.m., as long as you make the most of your day, and also, who said a day needs to be when the sun is up? Yo, guys, there are things to do, there are things that can be done.
It depends. I think it depends on where you're at. In Nigeria, I can, or in other countries, I can accept it because the day is long. In places like Canada, not with sunlight, but in Canada, if you wake up at 4, By 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, things are closing. Like, you have, like,
it's because you live in the village of Kingston.
Time. Even if you go out to the clubs by like 2 o'clock, you have to be back in your house.
You know what? This is actually true. I found myself waking up a lot earlier in London because
you have to do
by 4 o'clock the sun is setting.
Exactly.
But you know what? I thought you were talking about, like, being on vacation too, because you don't let anyone sleep on vacation either, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Why are people, why?
Wow. I also would like to say that Mofi makes you, like, I honestly, you feel her silently judging you for not being awake. At 8 a.m., you're like, sis, what kind of vacation is this?
Like, this is not, like, let me see. Let me take a nap. You know what I can't do when I'm on vacation is I'm going to take a nap. It's not possible.
Even in real life, a nap is a foreign concept to me. So, like, we travel and you're napping?
Napping. It's not going to happen. So I'm back in
sleep. Napping is an amazing feeling. I just really love that we somehow came to the topic of sleep, because I really love sleep, guys. Like, when my mom was here, yo, it just reminds me of when you can't do anything. Like, you sleep in the middle of the day. Are you sick? I'm sick and tired. Does that count? I'm just saying. But yeah, anyway, it's okay.
Oh,
African mothers and grandmothers don't like you when you sleep in the middle of the day. They don't roll with that.
You know what? I have the opposite experience with my mom and grandma. But my dad and my grandpa, it's like, you should either be outside playing or, like, just doing stuff. Like, why are you sleeping? My dad would come in my room and I'd still be sleeping. He's like, it's 10 o'clock. Like, I don't understand. Like, I've been up since 6. How are you sleeping in? And I'm just like, wait, why do you have energy to come and talk to me about
CP
and I'm on vacation?
Right? Yeah, also, like, you've been up till since 6. Like, that's a you thing. That's not a me.
If I ever have kids, I feel sorry for them because, like...
Wow.
I, too, feel sorry
me for them. Me too, me too.
But I'll give them time. Like, after, like, I think university, I think I'm, and they might not even be in my home, so it doesn't bother me. But
that's what you say now.
No, I said,
waking them up like they're soldiers at 6 a.m. every morning.
I'm saying the opposite, that I understand it for like people in school or whatever. I'm like, I get it, sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Anything after university age, I'm like, why are you sleeping so much?
Wow. Do you know how hard life is?
I do. I'm living right now.
Yo, for some of us, making it through those 8 hours a day, I deserve a nap after that. Why are you eating? You don't know the struggle I've been through.
Chessa, what's your minimum time for a nap? Like, what's a nap to you? Because some people say a nap is 20, 30 minutes.
That is not a nap.
That's not a nap.
Well, firstly, Morphe and Co. believe my naps are actually sleeps, not naps. But I think that is just semantics. You can't nap for less than an hour. I'm sorry, but I will be groggy. I will be grumpier than I was before I went to bed.
Funny enough, I was going to send you guys this. So let's talk about this on the podcast, which funny is happening. But I was reading an article about that your naps one should be shorter because you shouldn't be sleeping all that much in intervals.
Mostly, are the scientists white? All I'm trying to say is y'all are trying to predict white science onto black and brown bodies.
Fair enough. I wouldn't argue with that, so...
Agreed. Who was the research done with?
White folks.
Agreed. Yo.
They're not out here fighting the same things we're fighting. We need a rest, please.
Yes. Please sleep on.
Yes, thanks. I will, okay? Sleep on.
I'm dead. You guys are killing me.
Reclaiming my sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You need that on one of your face masks because
I actually need that.
Without making face masks, so we should get you one that says "Reclaiming my sleep."
I actually would love that one. Oh, trademark that.
That I went to sleep. Mm-hmm. That says "Reclaim my sleep." Oh my
I would
God.
Pay for that, TSA. I would.
You would? Just yeah. One just for you and tell you.
Oh, I love. Okay, I'm sorry, but I could go to the corner store and get it for cheaper. I'm sure. Like, I want to support your hustle, but $100 for a t-shirt, that sounds like a ripoff.
Wow.
Is that so? Oh, my gosh. Okay, where were we?
Did she just finish her highlights?
Okay.
Pretty much.
Oh, nice.
Should I
okay.
go, babes?
Yes, Mophie, please.
Okay, yeah. So... Both of you are probably not into this, so this is not for you. You just happen to be the one listening, but there's other people that's listening as well. But
what am I have to say about this? Shut up.
There's a Netflix show called The Circle that's new. It's a reality TV show. Everybody been watching it. I think not everybody, but like, you know what I mean.
A lot of people in my family are watching it.
Yeah, lots of folks are watching it. It's this online reality TV show where people don't physically meet, but they do all of the, I guess, reality type of stuff just in a room on their computer. And I think it's like chatting, so they have like an online space, so like Facebook, Twitter, whatever, it's called The Circle, and they can do like group chats, they can do individual chats, they do like competitions and stuff like that, and then they rank people, and each week there's like the influencers. It's very based on like, so our social media culture,
yeah, you know?
They're influencers, and then they choose who to like block from The Circle.
Wow.
It's really interesting because there are people that come in as like catfishes, like they come and they use other people's pictures and their messaging sometimes is like, I'm doing this because I know people wouldn't accept me, or whatever that looks like. So I guess in a way, examining our social media culture, I mean, it's not like reality TV is still reality TV, so there's something like it's not as critical or as like as it should be, but there are those nuances. But it's quite entertaining. I'm really enjoying it. Yes.
Okay. Would you recommend it for people who don't watch reality TV like that? Would you say check it out?
There's different types of people that don't watch reality TV. there's people that are not open to it, so I'm not gonna I didn't recommend it to Chi or to even you because I don't think it's something you really watch. But for people that want to watch some stuff, like I guess people like Love Island and all that other stuff. You can watch it. I think it might be interesting. But for folks like you guys, I don't think you spend half an hour watching one episode.
It doesn't take half an hour,
girl. I spend a lot of time in my life watching Bachelor.
Yeah.
Half an hour.
Wow.
It just seems like I've been hearing people talk about it a lot, but I don't know. It seems interesting. I'm not, obviously, like you said, I don't guarantee to watch it, but.
No. Maybe. You would watch The Bachelor because you like romance.
I like romance, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No better than I know myself. Okay.
That's one. That's my first highlight. Loving it. The finale is out so people can binge. Which is what I'm going to do as soon as you get off this phone call. Thinking about it.
Wow.
another one is a show that I kind of watched over the holidays and I finished when I got back. It's Pose. It's an FX show. I guess highlights a lot of things, but it's focused around the ballroom culture in New York and I guess a lot of just things about like trans people and LGBTQ+ folks and they're really highlighted. They're the storytellers, they're the directors, that's the focus of the show and on top of all of that, I think it just really what I really enjoyed about it is that it talks a lot about family and like chosen family and how people just show up for each other and protect each other and care for each other.
Yeah.
Especially beyond our biological families because especially for members of the LGBTQ+ communities, biological families are sometimes very quick and easy to exclude and just ostracize. And a lot of folks choose their family and create their family and it's as valid as whatever we think our biological families are as well. So it was just nice feeling all the feels from that. It's a fantastic show. I think it's just well done. The actors are just phenomenal. I have a huge crush on MJ Rodriguez. She's just
she is gorgeous,
stunning. I'm just in awe.
Oh my god! I always look at it and I want to press play, but then I just don't commit.
Wow, it's such a good show. And I was saying to Mophie and others the other day that like Canadian Netflix is the ghetto because I started watching it in Mexico and I thought, oh, like when I get back here I'll just keep watching it. And then I realized Canadian Netflix doesn't have it.
Like it doesn't have it at all.
They don't have it at all. And I was like, wow, honestly, we're living in like 1990, I swear.
Seriously, throw the damn Netflix
in. I mean honestly Canadian most things. Because like we don't even have Instagram music. No. I mean, it's not.
No.
We don't have anything good.
Music?
We don't have anything good, anything worth writing all about. Except healthcare.
And even that, one might argue that actually getting access to that healthcare is a whole other story.
Throw the whole country away, man. Like
they can't get enough people to move to that place.
People be moving, including Harry and Meghan.
Yes, thank you. Harry and Meghan will be foster children for immigration to camp.
Like, didn't they want to move, like, split their time between the US and the UK? And what?
US?
I was like, no.
The They said, I think initially they said North America and the UK, but I think now I don't know where I was reading today, but I saw somewhere that they said Canada and the UK. Maybe this is Canadians projecting because they love to do that too.
I saw the statement where it said Canada. Canada.
Sorry, Canadians, your queen was right. Your queen.
Yeah, wow. I was like, why Canada?
Because Megan needs to live here. She's lived here for like 7 years. Oh, okay.
I was just like, wait, does the British, like, is that something?
She was in Toronto, so she used to live in Toronto.
Okay. That makes sense. Speaking of which, that whole thing, they felt they need to leave.
Exactly.
Do you know what I was thinking about today? That... I mean, I didn't think about this too deeply, but the fact that, like, Meghan Markle, a black woman or a biracial woman, like, going into this royal family, like, it's not surprising that she's not just doing, like, the bare
minimum. Of course!
It's not surprising. She's like, fuck this shit. I don't have to deal with it. Like, did anyone think?
Like, what did you guys think? Oh, y'all thought she was going to be, like, topple the monarchy. No, she just needs to get herself out of there. You don't have time. What is this? It's a CW show. Like, she just has to go home.
Good sis was like, can't be me, y'all. Like,
can't be me. And hubby was like, it also can't be me.
A man's never been interested in that. All of that.
I was going to say, he always seemed pretty kind of like, quote unquote, rebellious. So, anyway.
Do you guys follow the royals?
No. Like, no. Like, what's the royals? Like the royals in general?
Yeah. Oh, like the actual people.
Okay, I feel like I have some Stockholm syndrome because there's this colonized part of me that like loves the crown and that loves like all that
actual
stuff.
You mean what the crown symbolizes? Sorry, we're not talking.
No, about no, no. The show, the crow. No, the TV show, the crown. Well, not the crown. But like, there's a part of me that really loves like period dramas and like all of that, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel so guilty about it. Of course, it's peak.
Why?
Because they are literally, they can only live those lives because they oppressed black people, and those are literally our riches that they enjoy today. Like, it's hella problematic, and they also have never apologized ever. Never apologize. No reparations. Yet these people want Meghan and Harry to pay money back to taxpayers. I'm like, y'all all of a sudden understand that people need to be compensated for... it's okay.
But does enjoying shows like The Crown, because I feel like I enjoy the show The Crown, but I think it's just because I like I like period dramas from any period. Like... It could be set in 60s Sri Lanka, and I'll like it. Like, it just has to be history.
I'm a little bit more problematic.
And y'all were coming for me for using white sins.
Okay, you know
what? Wow. So you use white Sims. I'm sorry, but if I were here, I wouldn't have brought that up at this moment.
No.
Like, all the time.
No, I said that. I said I evolved. Excuse me.
You evolved and then you stopped playing.
Y'all are still watching The Crown and following Harry and Meghan and...
Okay, listen. Crown is actually history, though. It's literally, like, the truth on your TV. Why is that not interesting? I don't know anything about this.
I mean, I will say as a lover of The Crown, not the Crown, but The Crown.
Exactly, but The Crown, the show.
Is that... It is problematic because it shows... It does show one-sided history. Like, it glamorizes the crown. Like, in as much as I think the crown is one of the more honest series, because they've also shown the not-so-great side of the Windsors and, like, all the stuff that happens there. But, honestly, I think it really whitewashes, like, history and, like, how so many... The life, especially from the period they've been chronicling, there's so many really traumatic things that happened in the colonies, I think, in quotes, that, like, will never be...
They'll never be touched on.
Yeah, and a part of us, like, actually cares about the crown. We're like, oh, it's... Shows like that serve to, like, to hold up, to prop up the crown, honestly.
I get
it. Okay, I watch it. I watch it and I love it.
I too love it. Man, all history is one-sided, you know? At the end of the day, like, everything is being told from one person's perspective, and without you reading all of these different perspectives, you're only getting a tiny little piece of the history anyway. So, like, I mean, I feel like people, yeah, we need to just recognize that and be cognizant of it.
Yeah,
but although some people are just like, I want to enjoy my show.
Yeah, be cognizant of what perspective you're also getting your one side from.
Yes. I think that's
all. Yeah.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can watch your The Crown in peace, okay? Don't stress yourself.
Season 3, so I'm here like, oh. The whole world has watched it. There'll probably be a new season this year.
You need to watch it. Honestly, I did watch it. I swear, I think I watched it in like 24 to 48 hour period, not gonna lie.
But do you ever have those like things where like you used to watch it with someone? Now it's hard for you to watch it on your own, because like part of watching it is that experience of watching it with that person.
You know, I want to say that my loyalty levels when it comes to shows is pretty low.
It's pretty low.
I need to know what happens. The one time I actually watched the show faithfully was with Mophie, and then all of a sudden, sis didn't even want to watch it the next time we hung out, and I was like, I could have watched the last show by myself. Was it like, I'm about to out us, but like Sabrina?
Yes, of course.
I'm like, some terribly white show.
I think we all tried to start that.
But it wasn't bad. I didn't hate it.
It, was nice it wasn't bad. Moment, but like, to then come back and press.
To commit to it, I wasn't trying to commit to it. They just wait. Like, I watch too many shows. It's hard for me to like commit to something. Like,
wow.
If it's going to add itself to the rotation, then I need to. But yeah, but that's what's happening in The Crown. I used to watch it with my brother. And me, I start shows alone a lot. So like, because my loyalty thing is also like, I try not to start shows with people because I'll watch exactly. It. But, you know, I don't know. I guess I just thought, yeah, we'll always be. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Aww.
Okay. And that's
yeah, of go ahead.
Is this book I just read called Heavy by Kiese Layman. And it's so interesting because his name is just spelled the same way as yours without the T, with the K.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And it says I'm just going to read a little part of the, I guess, description or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, in Heavy, Layman writes eloquently and honestly about growing up a hard-headed black son to the complicated and brilliant black mother in Jackson, Mississippi. From his early experiences of sexual violence to his suspension from college, to his trek to New York as a young college professor, Layman charts his complex relationship with his family, weight, sex, gambling, and writing. By attempting to name secrets and lies, he and his mother spent a lifetime avoiding. Layman asked himself, his mother, his nation, and us to confront the terrifying possibility that few of us know how to responsibly love. And it's just like, is this book that like, at least from the title, you think, and how he kind of starts it, I thought it was just mostly going to be about weight and body and stuff like that. But it's just so intricate that he talks about like blackness, doing activism work in university and getting kicked out from university for like a racist experience that he had, and just gambling and just so much stuff that it's like this is like a person, you know. A lot of times we read stories and we only read like one part of their story and we frame them in that way, but his book kind of went through like multiple aspects of himself and identity and obviously very deeply rooted in blackness, and it's a fantastically written book. I really enjoyed it.
I've literally just written down the title. Nice.
And then the last one I just want to touch on is that Tiesa and I actually don't know if you started this, but Tiesa and I are doing Alex L. Everyone should know Alex L if you're on Instagram. She's I guess I just call her like journaling like queen. So
queen. Queen of self care through writing.
Matia and I are doing her course.
Of course.
Have you did you start yet?
No. I haven't started it, but my reminder is to do it tonight. That's probably not going to happen, so it'll have to happen tomorrow.
Yes, I literally just moved mine from today and like put it in my calendar tomorrow.
Like, I switched it, I grabbed it from today and like, dropped it tomorrow. It's like, bye-bye. But it's like, I'm still behind, like 2 weeks have gone by, so I should really do it.
You should, so that you don't fall off. But it's so good. Yeah. It's very deep in like self, like, just like, showing yourself love. We talk about like self-forgiveness, we talk about like affirmation writing and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
What's the format of the course?
She like has the presentation and she's kind of speaking over it. And then she has like some prompts in there to like at points where she tells us to write, and she also provides like examples and kind of goes through her own examples. And then she also does like, you can like sign up if you want her to like call you and stuff like that, like and stuff. So it's
pretty
cool.
Very cool. I love it. I like her. I actually really like her journal, the Today I Affirm journal. Like I thought it was going to be a little tedious. There's a journal I've had that was very tedious. I just had to abandon it. You know the one. I can't even remember the name, but like I was like, this is not even like, I'm not even enjoying any of this. Like, what is this? But hers is really nice. I actually like to, because typically I journal like when I wake up in the morning, like at like 6 a.m. On the days I go to work. Let it not be said that I wake up at 6 a.m. willingly every day. But this for her, I actually prefer to do it at night, because like I'll just take time out to do it as opposed to like trying to do like my quick gratitude journal in the morning. I don't know, just like, and it still doesn't take me that long, but I like the format. And I know you have it, Chester, so I was wondering if you also like it.
I also think it's a really good one. I've never done guided journaling before. I've always done like free flow and things like that. And so it's helpful for one of the reasons I hadn't been doing a lot of writing was just because I felt like I had to say so many things, but it's nice because it kind of asks you for one thing and you're like, you're writing and you're capturing things. And so, it's really good. And like, I like that you didn't get to come up with an affirmation. And I mean, I probably cheat because I don't always necessarily make it linked to the theme, but it's nice to come up with your own affirmation and to speak your own words over your own life. I think there's a certain level of power to that.
Of course. I realize that like I've been affirming the same thing
Exactly.
This is clearly on my mind.
How do you kind of lean into that, or how do you avoid yourself from affirming all the same things all the same time?
I just lean into it. I'm like, as long as it's positive, as long as it's like self-loving and caring. Yeah. Maybe that's just how I'm feeling right now, and that's what I need right now. So I'm doing it to say that to myself. Okay. So I guess it's over to me for highlights. Okay. So my first highlight is actually a podcast. Wow. The number of times I've said my highlight is a podcast on this podcast. I didn't used to listen to podcasts like that.
Drink.
Take a drink. Okay, but it was actually a particular episode. It's from this podcast called Because on Tuesdays, and it's actually ending, or it's ended, and I think they've been running for, I don't know, maybe 2 years or something like that. And the episode is called Your Driver is Here, and it's an episode about this really, like, horrific experience that a passenger had in Lyft, and also about all of the many failures of the judicial system, police system, I don't know what they fall under, executive, whatever, and just like how like rideshare apps, like just the evils also of rideshare apps, like recognize that they're great, but also how easy it is actually to be taken advantage of. I mean, you guys should listen to it. I'm going to link it in the episode below. It might make you more cautious when you get in an Uber or Lyft, but that can only be a good thing, honestly. It was a really, really heartbreaking story. I was listening to it at work and I was like, wow, I can't focus on anything I'm doing. But yeah, that was really good. Yeah, I'll share it. Okay. You know, there's a thing where, like, when you say something, you're supposed to wait 8 seconds in case someone else has something to say.
Yes.
I'm trying to do it. Because Mopi's always like, where are you running to?
You have to comment. Yeah, I feel like I'm very careless when it comes to, like, rideshare and like,
oh, yeah.
Like, rideshare in general, I just be hopping in random people's cars and stuff, but I think, yeah, but it's something to be cognizant of, especially,
yeah. I used to not even, sorry,
go ahead, Jess.
I was just going to say,
I used to not even check number plates, like, I'd just be like, make a model, that's fine. And then I have this friend of mine in Ottawa, and she's, like, very particular about that. And it just got me to happen, and I was like, it doesn't hurt, because I never wanted to look like that crazy person. And I hate that that is how it's framed, but, like, who's going to check the number plate? But now I'm like, of course I'm going to check. I'm about to get in the car with this person I don't even know. And, like, as a woman, more and more, like, over the past few years, I've become more aware of all the ways in which I am a woman and the way in which the society treats women. And so, like, I am definitely a lot more aware of that, for sure. And I think it's important, honestly, because so many of us do, which was Stranger Danger is one of, like, the first things that we learn, like, not talking to strangers and all of that. But at this stage, we hop into cars with people we don't know. And I think the least you can do is make sure that the right person that you don't know
is. Yeah, exactly. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, especially because men in our society go out of their way and they do, like, yes, obviously we can be protected and all of that shit will still happen. But it's all these things highlight how much men and how much our society does not protect women, and they just do things that are intentional, like, to harm us and are so deceitful and all of these other things.
And it's like, it's so easy to do, right? Because it's often hard for their actions to have any consequences.
Yeah.
At least for them.
And I feel like that's part of the issue too, is that, like, companies like Uber and Lyft, like, there's very little accountability for them in these matters when it comes to sexual assault, sexual harassment. Like a lot of drivers, you can leave Uber and then just hop onto Lyft. Like, let's say you walk on there, and, like, there's none of that continuity, you know, in terms of, like, some form of a record that's following you, right? And that's very disturbing, and just the ways in which they say, like, you know, whatever, like, Western societies or the developed world, whatever. But I think in so many simple ways, they're policy failures that fail to protect women and girls at every turn.
Yeah. No, it's so true. I mean, like, you have these things that happen. These people either get sexually assaulted or kidnapped or whatever it is, all of these negative things. And then you hear things like, oh, the driver was banned. The driver was banned from Lyft. The driver still has a valid license, which means they can drive anywhere else. They can drive a regular taxi. They can drive in another city with more than 2 rideshare apps. Like,
and they're also existing in society. Just
like that. It's not the cars that make them do these things.
And the way in which, like, the system trivializes women's pain and women's experiences and then tells you, why didn't you speak up? And then when you do, this, like, it's just, it's like a lose situation.
In this podcast episode, the girl was so traumatized that she actually forgot the entire night. Right, because, like, apparently, like, your brain does that to protect you, because it doesn't serve you well to remember. She forgot everything. She could only remember it when they took her on a ride along to kind of, like, reenact the experience, and that's when she remembered everything. She's like, she doesn't even know if it was better or worse to remember, because who wants to remember what happened to her? I'm just thinking, guys, a spoiler. So she was raped by multiple men. you should still listen to it because it's like it's like chilling. But yeah, the Lyft driver just took her to the location where other men were waiting, and they all return. And yeah, it's really something. Like, I know that that's an extreme, but also it's just something that is allowed, like it's allowed to happen so easily. Like, people get away with this so easily. Wow. Anyway, once I was in an Uber and the driver was like, "Oh, nobody ever sits up front." I was like, "I'm sitting here for my safety."
Did you say that?
I actually told him it's a safety thing. That's
what, yeah.
He was like, "Oh, okay. People are really more cautious these days." I'm like, "Yeah."
You know, it's so funny you say that because, guys, I have this experience. This is not really related to Uber, but I'm just thinking about the ways in which men don't really realize things that are safety concerns for women. Like, they're actually oblivious. So I met this guy, like, towards the end of last year, and we were supposed to meet up, and then, like, on a Thursday or something, it was on Monday. And then he was like, on like the Tuesday or whatever of it, he was like, "Oh, come over, let's hang out."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, sure, but can we meet in public so that I just make sure I'm comfortable, and if everything goes well, we can see how the night goes.
Yeah.
And then this guy is like, "Oh, we can talk." He was like, "Meet in public, like I wouldn't do anything to you." He was like, something like, I wouldn't want to end up in jail. And I was like, but I would have to know you to know that you're the kind of guy. Also, why is it that you're not going to do anything creepy to me because you don't want to go to jail?
Exactly.
Like, no, why don't you just treat me with respect like a human being? Thank you. Treat me like a human being. Anyway, whatever. I didn't say that. I was just like, whatever, whatever. And then he was like, "Okay, we can talk through the people in my apartment building." And I was just like, that is not a public place. Like, I am in your space. I've already come to your place. What? I felt really disrespected. And like, so after that, he was just like, "Well, stay there." And I was like, "What?" And I was like, "What?" He was like, "Stay there in your feelings." He was just like, yeah, he was basically like, "Don't come, forget the invitation, whatever." So I was actually like, fine, because honestly, I feel safer that I got myself out of this weird situation.
Yeah.
But then next day, Mads is like, "What's the plan?" And I was like, after yesterday, you think I still want to hang out with you? I don't trust you.
Yeah.
As far. But just all that to say that that's the thinking of the people who are driving us, right?
Yeah.
People who don't understand that sometimes we're scared and our fear is actually not based off of
irrational. It's not
irrational,
warranted, right? Yeah.
It's
not irrational.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
Like stop trivializing. Stop making it seem like it's something that's like, "Oh, we can talk through the people." What the fuck is that? Like, where's the joke?
Where is the joke?
Guys, it wasn't funny. It was so disrespectful. I was saying, you guys should change up. You'll be like, "What the hell?" Be shook. You will be shook at the things that the way people
Mans are on. Men, like, people need to come get Mans off these streets, because the things men and do, you're just like, what the fuck is going on in your brain? Like
you still exist and you're doing this to other people.
Wow.
Okay,
cool. It's actually really scary, and I think I never really realized that men, like, a lot of men don't think about, like, don't think that women's fear is warranted, like, at all. And, but thrown into the mix, sisters and mothers, they all of a sudden understand that men are predators.
Oh,
but when it comes to other women, they don't see that.
Oh, yeah, women, like, you have to see them in the context of family, what?
Mm-hmm.
How else are you going to understand that they're human beings?
Yeah.
So annoying. Okay, so my last highlight. Have you guys seen the do you guys watch Explained on Netflix? Okay, I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen the sex episode, the sex series?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was good.
It was really good.
And Janelle Monáe was the voiceover. Her voice is so,
yes, so great.
Sign me up.
Her voice was so great. But I don't know, I just loved it. I watched the entire thing in like in one sitting. It was so good. I love that they do that. There's so much that I feel like I don't know, or I know and I just sometimes forget. Like, I just really liked knowing exactly what happens to get a woman pregnant, like exactly what hormones are doing things. And they broke it down so well where it's like, if you're, I don't know, 10, you can understand this. It's really good. Just that's my highlight. I loved it.
Yeah, it was
mm-hmm.
really interesting.
I was like, and I saw they used a picture of Ecuador in one of them to talk about like small breasts or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was hilarious. I went to her Twitter and she was like, you guys keep tagging me on this. I know. Go watch something I'm actually in. I was like, yes, sis, get your comments.
Yeah, what I found so fascinating was one of the parts that blew my mind was the part of, I guess, talking about the women's, like, our biology as a woman and what goes on with child, like, what's it called? Child delivery?
Ha! Child
like,
birth.
Like, giving birth.
Yeah, me neither. Like,
brain, like, it raises things to protect you. That's me and childbirth. I'm like, well, what is that thing called?
What even is that?
That we do. But, and how, like, our body, I guess, with biology, because we're like four leg animals.
Yeah.
And evolving to two legs. And how, like, a lot, like, our pelvis and stuff like that didn't really, like, I guess, shift or
it did do what it was meant to do, you know.
Like, did stuff.
I found that fascinating because
so fascinating.
I mean, it did, but like it kind of, I guess, explained that to an extent.
Yeah.
Although the Bible tells you that it was punished. I just had to do that.
Did.
But yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
That's
I enjoyed
good.
It.
The Explain series is really good. If you don't already watch it, I'm talking to people. You should.
I will put a caveat that I think. Well, the episodes are pretty short, right? Like mm-hmm. 20 minutes or something.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think their view is very one Western centric. Mm-hmm. Like the knowledge systems that they draw from. Mm-hmm. Are very Western centric it seems to speak in absolutes in ways that I'm like, I don't think this is a full view of this. The sex episode I felt like was pretty different. Like they drew from a lot of different voices. But I'd still say that there's so many, like, I don't know. I feel like it's very Western centric in a way. And so sometimes like, as a docu-series, that's my only thing with Explained. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. I would say it's a good introduction to a topic, but mm-hmm. I say for sure it's important to dig deeper. You know, it's not it's not a Patriot Act with Hassan Minhaj. I just had to plug that.
Although some people have the same thing to say about Patriot Act.
Even Hassan, really? All Hassan's examples, sometimes you're like, I don't get it. Because like all his jokes are about like random American things. They're like,
America's audience.
Yeah, to be fair, but I know people have critiques about him as well.
Yeah,
people have like very strong views about Peter and or Hassan, and I'm like, I can't relate. But also maybe I'm just not watching it with as critical an eye as they're watching it. Sometimes I think how you go into watching something, because like when I put on things like Explained or like Peter, I'm very much like, I want to learn things. And maybe while I'm thinking that they're giving me all this knowledge, I'm not necessarily critically, like, examining it. I'm, like, taking it as, like, fact because I assume that they've done their research. Wow, wait. This is... I should stop doing that. I assume that they've done all the research they need to do. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Anyway. Okay. So, before we wrap... we're going to play a very, very quick game, Chessa, of it's called the 5-second rule.
Okay.
So it's going to be very quick. I'm just going to give you like...
Morphe, why are you giving me evil eyes?
No, it's Chessa, I'm giving eyes, but...
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
Worry about it later. very quickly. I'm just going to list categories and you have to answer... you have to answer the question in 5 seconds. You literally don't have any other time. I'll move on to the
Okay.
Next.
Okay.
Okay, so let me get my timer out. Actually, I'm just counting in my head because it's only 5 seconds. Okay, so first thing, you need to name 3 African countries that start with the letter L.
Lesotho, Libya, Liberia.
Oh, nice. 3 seconds. Okay, name 3 jobs with uniforms.
Nurses, police officers, security guards.
Why are you annoyingly good at this? Okay. Name 3 objects that start with the letter Z.
Zucchini. Wait, does it have to be, well, the over thing came out so hard because I was going to be like, can a zebra? And then I was like, never mind, I'm thinking too hard.
Okay.
The Virgo came out strong in that one.
Well, yeah, I think that was 3, so you have 2 more.
Okay.
Name 3 celebrities who only use 1 name.
Rihanna, Beyonce. Yeah, no money.
Why is time being wasted?
I'm sorry,
guys. Like, yeah, pressure.
Those are good. Okay, solid picks.
Last one is going to be like more personal. So, name 3 things you find attractive in a person.
Kindness, reliability. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, I guess I find kindness and reliability sexy.
Wow. Wonderful.
Wow, guys, I'm not a shallow person. I think those are great characteristics.
that was great. Okay, so that wraps our episode. It was really good, Shetta. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, folks, for having me. It was such a good time as always.
Yeah, it was. I love the conversation. As usual, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. At our Faith Pod, you can keep up with announcements of new episodes. We're also on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Play as our favorite thing. Please subscribe to us and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review so we know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Mophie, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter, I'm a Miss Badmas, and on Instagram at Mophie's Book Collection, which I'm actually going to start posting back on there. So watch this space. And
yes.
Y'all should tell us, I guess, maybe how you're feeling about 2020 and on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Tessa has plugged that, but we're at our Faith Pod so that we can communicate
with
folks.
Yeah. We reply. Yeah, so where can everyone find you?
Y'all can find me on Twitter. My handle is chichipasi.
She'll be dropping the knowledge. So if you're wanting to receive knowledge, to see awesome like retweets and stuff like that.
Yes. Why you shouldn't be watching The Crown, things like that.
Turn dead, stop, guys.
Stay woke as she watches The Crown too, so she can do everything.
I do. Get your girl who can do it all.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CIIESE. You can also read my travel blog, SaveTheBirds.com. Until next time, y'all, don't forget to try something great. Bye.